can probably get started. I'd like to call this meeting to order and move to item number two, approval of the minutes. I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
This is Trustee Cousins, so move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion on the minutes?
Yes,
Trustee Ribeiro.
Yes, just wanted to note under trustee's absent, we listed Kevin Diaz, trustee, police commissioner. Just to note that he is no longer police commissioner, so he wasn't absent.
Thank you for the clarification.
And on the under item three, under the second motion that was made to table, there isn't a second that's listed. I know that a second was made. I don't recall who made it, but it's not listed in the minutes.
I'm going to have to pull it up. This is Leanna. I don't think there was a second. Let me see. Because we re-listened to the tape. I think it got confusing and nobody actually, which one are you talking about in item three? I'm sorry.
Under annual report, the second motion.
We'll re-listen to the tape, but there was one motion where it got confusing and there actually wasn't a second, but we'll re-listen to it after this meeting.
Thank you.
Do we want to wait on approving the minutes until we get clarification there, or do we want to?
I'm okay with approving with any necessary corrections.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion on the minutes? All right. All those in favor of approving the minutes with those corrections, please signify by saying aye.
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 Sorry, usually I call people. And I am an aye as well. I note for the record that Trustee Cousin McDermott and Ribeiro said aye, as did I. The motion passes. Moving on to item 3A, the annual report, which was tabled last time. Is there a motion to remove this item from the table?
So moved.
Trustee Ribeiro made the motion.
Second.
Trustee Cousin seconded. Discussion on this item.
Yes, this Trustee Cannon, could you just brief me? I'm sorry that I'm late. I'm just pulling up the agenda here. What are we speaking about?
So we've voted on the minutes, and now we're voting on item. Or we're discussing item 3A, the annual report, which was tabled. We just removed it for.
Okay, thank you.
I have one question.
Go ahead.
Trust me. Just in terms of the time in the report, not that I had any issues with the report, but seeing that it's up to June 30th, 2020, is there a way to get the annual report a lot sooner? I know we tabled it last month, but I don't know if we received it prior to last month. It's a year later. So is there a way to get it sooner, or is this just the time frame that it takes to prepare it?
Leanna, this comes from the actuary, and as soon as we received it, it went on the agenda last month. So that there's just a lot that goes into it. There's a lot of factors, a lot of different reports that they need to compile. So the completion of the report wasn't until last month.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Leanna. Any other discussion on this item? I know that people wanted to digest it more last time. Any other discussion on the annual report? So correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that we should be accepting the annual report, making a formal motion to accept the annual report.
That's correct. This is Carolyn Cohn. That's correct, Mayor.
Thank you, Attorney Cohn. So is there such a motion?
Trustee Rivera, I move to accept the annual report of the Police and Firemen's Pension Fund for fiscal year 2019-2020.
Thank you, Trustee Rivera. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
I see Trustee McDermott seconded the motion. Any discussion on acceptance of the report? Trustee Rivera, how do you vote?
Yes.
Trustee McDermott?
Yes.
Trustee Cousin?
Yes.
Trustee Cannon?
Yes.
And I am a yes as well. The annual report is accepted. Moving on to item B, new legislation regarding meetings. Attorney Cohen, do you want to give us an update on the governor's order?
Yes. This is Carolyn Cohen. Just to go back pre-COVID, under the Freedom of Information Act, we were required basically to meet in person. If someone could not join, they could join by telephone as long as everyone in the room could hear them and they could hear everybody else who was in the room. As you know, the governor issued Executive Order 7B, which allowed virtual meetings, such as the one we're holding right now. That executive order expires on June 30th. The Connecticut legislature has, as part of the budget implementer bill, enacted provisions regarding meetings, and these provisions last until April 30th, 2022. The new legislation gives each municipal and state board or agency three options. You can meet in person, as you did pre-COVID. You could meet virtually, as you are meeting now, or you could have a hybrid meeting. And to have a hybrid meeting, at least one member of the board, one trustee, needs to be physically present in a room that is open to the public. You need to vote on which kind of a meeting you wish to have, and you can change it any time between now and when this legislation expires next April. Little things that you might need to know about this are that if a member of the public requests, if you decide to do a hybrid meeting and a member of the public requests that you do so within 24 hours of your meeting, your virtual meeting, you have to provide a computer in a public room, such as in City Hall, for that member of the public to be able to access the meeting. But it's only if there's a request to do so. Leanna will need 48 hours if you decide to do virtual meetings to post in the pension office, the city town clerk, and online that the meeting will be virtual. And if, unlike under our bylaws, if we lose a quorum, we can continue just on information on items that don't require a vote. If you decide to do a virtual meeting and you lose a quorum, then the meeting must end. There are all kinds of other small items of if you lose connection or during a meeting, what happens, postponing it, continuing it, that type of thing. So.
Thank you, Attorney Cohen. Any discussion or any questions for Attorney Cohen, and what do the trustees think would be the best option for everyone?
This is Trustee Cousin. I don't mind a hybrid where at least give people the option to at least come inside to actually view a meeting as opposed to being all virtual. I think that if we are going to move forward where schools are opening up, businesses are opening up, face masks are optional, if you are vaccinated. I think that right now we definitely need to make that transition or evolve for how we conduct our meetings to get back to full in person. So I'm not opposed to having a hybrid model right now.
Thank you, Trustee Cousin. I think it's important to note that there does have to be a trustee physically present in order for that to occur. So it's just something we need to think about. Other thoughts on this?
This is Trustee Rivera. I agree with Trustee Cousin on the hybrid option.
Okay.
I have no objection to the hybrid or starting to move back toward in-person meetings either.
Trustee Cannon, do you have any thoughts here?
I'll go along with the board.
Okay. Sounds good. Any other discussion on this item? So why don't I entertain a motion to go to the hybrid version as described by Attorney Cohen.
This is Trustee Cousin. I move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Did Trustee Rivero second it? Trustee Cousin, how do you vote?
Aye.
Trustee Rivero? Trustee Rivero, how do you vote?
Aye.
Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
And I am an aye. So the next meeting will be a hybrid version. Moving on to item C, 3C, the Brenner, Saltzman, and Wallman yearly review.
I could do a quick start and then maybe Leanna wants to put up a chart. But under the contract, and this was supposed to happen prior last month, and I'm sorry, I didn't realize it until this month, but the board is to review our contract and change any of the terms it wishes to do for the ensuing year. And in terms of payment, there are two options under the contract. One is a flat fee of $6,000 a month for legal fees plus costs. And that flat fee includes having me or Jack Strother attend every meeting. It also does not include the following items. It doesn't include any litigation, which we would bill on at $300 an hour. This is a flat fee. It doesn't include review of quadros, which we would bill at $500 and at $500 for each quadro review. And it doesn't include, most significantly, when we review a new investment, the hundreds of pages that are required to be reviewed. That is also would be billed at $300 an hour. The other option, which this board chose last year, is to just, it also doesn't include disbursements. The other option, which this board selected last year, is to just have us bill you on an hourly rate at the rate of $300 an hour. And so you can see those numbers, you know, compared. I don't know if there are any other issues in the, you know, changes in the contract, but.
Leanna, do you have anything to add here? You're on mute if you're.
No, this is the, can everyone see the chart that my office came up with? Yep. It lists, we highlighted what you guys paid, what the total was. And then, you know, we just assume put six, if you guys did the flat rate, the 6,000 down every month to kind of compare and see the differences between each month. Of course, obviously this, you know, changes depending on what comes up every single month, but this is just a good comparison of the past year to show what you guys paid versus if it was the flat rate, what it most likely could have been.
And one other note here: SURF has chose to use the flat rate.
Correct. Yes, SURF. Correct. SURF last year chose the flat rate, and when they reviewed theirs as well, they continued to with the flat rate.
Thank you. Questions from the trustees?
Trustee Cannon.
Go ahead, Trustee Cannon.
We're not locked into this law firm at this moment, right? We have an option to get out at any time you want.
That's correct. That's correct. It's a 3-year contract, and you can get out anytime you want on 30 days notice.
When is the last time we RFP'd? Was that with the Harp administration?
You know, you did, and I'm sorry, I can't give you the years. You did an RFP when Mayor Harp was first elected, and then you didn't choose anybody. And then you did an RFP 2 years later, and that's when we were selected, as I recall.
This is Trustee Cousin. I remember going through the RFP process around the year 2017. And I think it was in that year we did select, Brenda Saltzman as our legal attorney. So I think it is up if you want to do another RFP, but it is, you know, at our discretion. But I do believe we went through this process in 2017.
I think it's time for another one.
Leanna, do you remember the details of, to confirm when the last RFP was, and maybe you can explain who else bid and how that went?
I do not have the information. I joined the office in January 2019.
Okay. So it happened pre your time, it sounds like.
Yes.
Trustee Cousin was saying.
Well, I thought it said so in the agreement, but. It was issued, I believe, it has a number, the RFP has a number 2018, so maybe that's the correct year. It is extremely long process, both for you and for those who bid.
But as you agree, I'm sure you're this trustee, Ken, and I'm sure you agree this is part of our fiduciary responsibility.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I believe that there's several people that are here today that were not part of the process, the mayor being one of them. There's no harm. I'm sure you'd submit your request, your proposal.
I'm not sure. I mean, it's extremely, extremely time consuming. I don't know. I mean,
can you describe why it's time consuming for us?
I mean, it was hundreds of pages that we submitted. But Trustee Cannon's correct. It's part of your fiduciary duty. You know, I had hoped that it would be a 3-year contract and you would do it at the next year when it would expire in the middle of next year would make sense.
Leanna, do you have a sense of how much time it would take our staff and what's involved in it?
I do not. I have not had to do it since I've been in the office, but just from a previous position, I know RFPs do take tons of time and effort, both on everyone, like Carolyn has stated, both it would be I on our office and on those who submit.
Good morning, Mayor. This is Mike Gormley. What I can do, Mayor, is I can pull the last RFP to see what was done with that RFP. So Leanna is correct. It depends on how lengthy and what the criteria of the RFP would be that this board is looking for. And that will basically determine the amount of time, because certain RFPs, like Attorney Cohn said, require a lot of paperwork when the person submitting the proposal. Some may require a lot of paperwork, some don't. So I can certainly have our purchasing department, if it went through purchasing, it sounds like based on the RFP number, pull the previous one for the board.
Trustee McDermott, go ahead.
But if this was done when this was done pre 2019, so this was done 2018, is that correct?
I think so. I'm looking at the contract and it talks about a request for proposal for pension fund legal counsel number 2018-08-1193. So I'm assuming that 2018 is 2018.
Okay. So then, that would put the 3-year term of the agreement.
It took 2 years to select. So the term of the agreement started on June 1, 2020, and it continues until May 31st, 2023. So you have to decide if midterm you want to do another RFP. I mean, it took a long time to select.
And that's why I said we started in 2017 with this process, because I remember being part of the interview where we interviewed a firm from Chicago. We interviewed a firm that left your firm to start their own firm, and then we interviewed your firm as well. So I remember being a part of the interview where we did interview at least three companies to do this service, but I do remember the process taking a long time to actually make a decision. But we started this process easily 2017. We probably did not make a decision probably a few years later, but I know we had issues trying to get the contract, trying to get the payments down with your law firm. So I know that's why there was a long time in terms of us actually selecting you, because there are still some things we had to work out.
With Trustee Cousin, so I want to make sure that I calm people and I noticed Trustee Cannon's had his hand up for a while.
Yes, thank you. Basically, I understand that this is going to be labor intensive and it will take time. That's where I think that we need to get ahead of this or stay on schedule to start this process now. Once again, several people have not been a part of the previous RFP, and I think it would be good for our current administrator, Leanna, to get an understanding of what it takes going forward. She's going to be in the position for a long time. So with that, I mean, I think we should begin this process now. It's possible that we can move it along quicker than we have in the past. I know there were other considerations years ago. And I believe that, you know, under the Ehrlicher administration, I'm sure he's going to be here for a while also. I think we should start this process now, get it moving, and show, you know, members that we're exercising our fiduciary responsibility to stay on top of this.
I agree with Trustee Cannon. If this is going to be a time-consuming process, I know anytime I've got a project to plan for here at the police department, if I know it's going to be labor-intensive, I like to have as much lead time as possible. So, you know, with that in mind, especially reviewing the fact that, you know, we started in 2017, if not earlier the last time, and we didn't get it. I'm amazed to hear that, you know, it didn't go into effect until 2020. After all that, I think it makes all the sense in the world to get the ball rolling on this sooner rather than later.
I don't think just because there's new people is a reason to do a new contract, but it does seem like we should get more information and give Leanna a little bit more time with Michael Gormany to understand why it took so long last time to secure the contract and what's involved on our side and the staffing side. If the contract's for 3 years, if we were very dissatisfied, we could change course. But I think getting more information on how to prepare for next time when the contract, or when the 3 years ends, and make sure that we're on track with that makes perfect sense. Trustee Cannon.
You know, I hate to disagree with you, Mayor.
What part didn't you disagree? I thought I was agreeing with you.
No, you were kicking the can down the road. If we're going to be in a position where we have a contract where we can just discontinue with the firm that we're using right now at any moment, we need to have a plan in place already started to be ready to do that if we were to choose that. I don't mean to point out that people weren't here in a bad way. I just want to make sure that everybody understands the process as far as we need to be in place to be ready to have a legal contract. If we're going to analyze things, I'd like to analyze how much legal usage we really need from this law firm. I polled several other pensions throughout the area, and nobody has the amount of level that, of legal consultation that we have. I don't know who else is out there, but we need to take a look at a wide variety of law firms out there. I know there was a push on the last administration to consider minority firms. I think that's something that we need to do again. And that's where I'm at right now. I think that we need to get the ball rolling and show the public and the members that we're on top of this. We're not going to look into it down the road. That's where we got caught up last time, why it took so long, because we just kept doing that. Other issues came up in the middle of while we were looking at this, and everything seemed to get pushed to the side. So I'm going to disagree with you that we look into this to see what it's going to take to do this. I say we start it now. It's part of our responsibilities. This everyone at this board has a responsibility. I hate to use the word fiduciary 1,000 times because it desensitizes the word. Attorney Cohen is in agreement with that. This is the correct thing to do. It is labor intensive for her firm to go back to the drawing board to give us everything that they're laying out and take a risk that another firm may be more attractive. I get it. So she's not going to be open to us doing this. I think it's our responsibility to do this. If City Hall is tied up, I understand it. I don't mean to put that burden on them, but we need to get this ball rolling. And if it's going to take that long, then we did it at the right time, get ahead of it. If we choose to go a different course at the drop of a hat, we're ready. We've got the process going. So I would like to make a motion at this time that we begin moving forward with an RFP for our legal consultation.
There's a motion on the table. Is there a second?
I second that.
Okay, so there's a motion on the table. A second, Mr. Cannon, I don't disagree with you. I agree with everything you said. I think the timing is what is important to know. And we want to, if this contract ends in 2023, we should be teeing up to be prepared for us not to start the process in 2023. I completely agree with that. But whether that takes a year or 2 years, I don't know. So what I am suggesting is that Leanna talk with our purchasing department and understand what it what the timing is, and we can initiate the timing at an appropriate moment so that we're ready for prior to 2023. We've interviewed firms and make sure that we are making the right decision moving forward. Whether that's at this instant or in 6 months, I don't know the information. I don't think any of us have the information on how long this takes right now.
This is Trustee Cousin. I remember when you were sworn in mayor in January of 2020, I want to say, that we were actually voting upon the pay schedule with this law firm around May of 2020. And they're just really just a pay structure. They were already our lawyers. We already selected them. The only thing we were agreeing on was the pay structure. So I didn't know that we actually, me personally, and maybe this is my negligence or ignorance, I did not know the contract began in 2020, given that they're pretty much with us in 2018.
Trustee Cousin, I didn't quite understand.
No, basically what I'm saying is I didn't know that the three-year contract started in the year 2020 when we selected them in 2018. So that's why I'm just, you know, a little bit confused. Maybe that's my own ignorance or naivety, but I didn't know the contract started in 2020. Only thing I remember was talking about was the pay structure. For May, about how we're going to go about with the fee schedule.
I can try to create a chronology for what happened for the next meeting, if that would be helpful.
I see. Go ahead, Trustee Cousin.
I wouldn't, if we're going to get billed for that, I wouldn't.
Oh, no, no, I won't bill you for it. No, I promise.
If it's free, then sure. But I didn't want to.
Yeah, I mean, I think just since none of us can have this down perfectly, I won't bill you for that.
I'm Trustee Rivera. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Trustee Rivera.
I have a question. So, doing that analysis or looking into whatever that needs to be looked into, would that not be included as starting the process, or is that separate from starting the process?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you have you have a good point that the motion is about let's start looking into this and moving this along. So I think probably the next step is for Leanna to get a better understanding of what's entailed in the process and how lengthy it is, and then reporting back to us.
Yeah, I think it's important. I mean, given the history that it took so long the last time, not sure how long it took the time before, and it's no reflection on, you know, the current firm that we're using, but I think starting the process now would probably be best. Doesn't necessarily mean if we find someone else, for example, in a year, that we have to say, okay, we're going to take them. We can still go to the contract intern, but we've at least started it and done our due diligence and everything that we need to do for when the time it is to either renew this contract or start another one.
Thanks, Trustee Ribeiro. Trustee Cannon, can you clarify or can you repeat the language of your motion?
I don't know if it's my motion is to get this process started where we evaluate an RP proposal. We initiate the RFP. If we are talking about it's going to take too long, we got to shy away from this. That's not what the intent is, to get this process started. Brenner Saltzman will come in, present the package that they have on record, if that's what they want, or they can enhance it, or they can make it more towards their liking. And we open up to outside firms to come in and do the presentation to us. And that's all we're doing. And we're entertaining other law firms, and we can set parameters on the number of how many firms. I know last time we opened it up a little bit, we took some firms in from all over the country, and that worked in Brenner Saltzman's favor. They're within New Haven. So it's Taft-Hartley. It's not it's a common area of law, but it's not so common. We need to really start investigating what else is out there and what we have. Maybe we got to take appreciation of what we have from Carolyn Cohn. And I do appreciate you, Carolyn. I know that we battle a lot, but our responsibility is to open up every couple of years to starting this process over again. Correct, Carolyn Cohn?
Yeah. So let's not have Attorney Cohn answer that question. We determine what our responsibility is. And I think we all agree that our responsibility is to evaluate and make sure that we're getting the right services. So I don't have any problem with starting the process.
So my motion is to start the RFP process.
Okay. And there's a second from Trustee McDermott. Are there additional discussion items here? Anyone else have any other comments? Any other comments? Okay, all those in favor, Trustee Cousin.
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro. Trustee Ribeiro.
Oh, aye. I'm sorry. No problem. My audio was bad. Sorry.
Trustee Cannon.
Yes. Aye.
Trustee McDermott.
Aye.
And I am a yes as well. In the meantime, so that item passes. In the meantime, we do have a decision of whether to do the regular monthly fee or the hourly fee. What are the trustees' views on these two options? Trustee Cannon.
My concern is everyone needs to understand, and correct me, Carolyn Cohn, if I'm wrong, we are going to get the basic services for a price, but Quadros and other areas are going to go out at a higher rate. So that's regardless. We pay the straight line monthly fee, and then we also pay based on the other work that the firm has to do. Is that correct?
Right. So this the $6,000 is for the sort of daily answering of the questions, almost everything, you know, attending meetings, almost everything that we do. But if the big issue is the investment contracts. Those are billed based on an hourly rate, or if there was any litigation that would be billed on an hourly rate.
So I want to be concerned.
But the quadros, you know, we could include in the hourly rate because that's what we have been doing for SURF. So even though the contract says otherwise, we could include the quadros in the hourly rate, in the flat fee.
That's something that you could show us revised in the contract?
I'm sorry.
The last offer that you just made. You gave us
a that would be a change from what the contract says, but that's what we've been doing with SURF, and we would give you the same.
Is it possible to see that adjustment in the contract and then vote on it next week?
Sure. Absolutely.
I don't know if the board is comfortable.
Or, if we want to do a new contract, or you just put it in writing in an email or something like that, just as long as we have affirmation that that's the case.
Yeah, yes, I can do that.
Thank you. Other questions here or thoughts? But both SURF and PNF, the analysis presented indicated that the flat fee was more savings. Obviously, every year is different, and there may be other things that come up, but is there a preference? I mean, my view is that we go with the flat fee because it seems clear that there's some savings there. Are there any other views from the trustees on this? Trustee Cannon.
Sorry to hog the questions here.
That's okay.
Would this option be available to at any time go back to? So if we start with the flat fee and determine that we'd like to go to the hourly, is that an option that we have?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? There was a truck going.
Can we switch back and forth?
Yes. So you mean try this for a couple of months and see how it goes, and then if you don't, yes, of course.
But do I hear a motion?
And we will show you in the bill. We will show you what our actual time is. That's what we do for SURF if you go with the flat fee. And so then you can see what our actual time is for each month. But we will bill you the flat fee if that's the way you want to go.
Do I hear a motion?
This is Trustee Cousin. Motion to afford the flat fee.
Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee Rivero seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor of the flat fee, Trustee McDermott?
Yes.
Trustee Cousin?
Yes.
Trustee Cannon?
Yes.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Yes.
And I am a yes as well. So we've moved to the flat fee structure with Brenner Salzman. Any other comments on item C before we move to item D?
I do have one comment.
Go ahead.
When we do further reviews, can we just see the comparison from the previous year so then we can just have a good idea going forward how we want to structure it? Like, this is good showing it for this year, but like next time if we can show this year's with next year so we can have a comparison.
You mean with last year's?
Yeah, just so we can, you know, just be more informed in terms of if we feel we're getting the best, you know, bang for our buck.
Okay. So maybe Leanna and Attorney Cohn, you can make a note on that request.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay. Moving on to item 3D, resolution authorizing pension administrator to authorize transfer of Morgan Stanley accounts to Raymond James.
So there's still, and Derek and Dave can help me out here. But my understanding is there are still some accounts at Morgan Stanley that need to be transferred over to Raymond James. And what we had done was we had asked the mayor to sign a letter authorizing, which he did, The transfer of the accounts from that are remaining over at Morgan Stanley to Raymond James. But apparently there's some follow-up work required because some of the money market accounts will be liquidated. So Morgan Stanley requires an oral consent or oral authorization for that. And they also require, there are wiring instructions to send the funds when they liquidate the money markets over to Raymond James. And those wiring instructions have to be signed as well. So as not to burden the mayor with these tasks, what we're asking is that the board authorize Leanna to make the oral requests and sign the paperwork necessary to move the accounts over to from Morgan Stanley to Raymond James. And if Dave, Derek, I have missed anything on this, please let me know.
I think we have what we need.
So we've drafted this resolution, which if passed, we will get over to Morgan Stanley today so that we can finish this process.
Questions? Question. Mr. Cannon.
Would this just be in regards to transferring the last remnants of what we have with Morgan Stanley? So this resolution is just in regards to that.
That's correct. This just has to do with whatever is at Morgan Stanley being moved over to Raymond James.
But agreeing to this doesn't mean that future, going future, that there is anything else covered by this resolution. This is
That's correct. It's for that limited purpose.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions here?
I Trustee Rivera.
Go ahead.
And I don't know if this needs to go in the resolution or somewhere else, but when we talk about certain accounts, I think it's important for the board to know what those accounts are pending. Not that we would necessarily have any opposition to them being transferred, but I just think it'd be important to know what they are.
Dave or Derek, can you help us out here?
Yeah, so for this exercise, it's simply an oral instruction to tell them to liquidate these institutional money market funds. And I don't understand why it's verbal, but that's their rules. The biggest problem we've had here is that our documents at Raymond James match up with what Carolyn Cohn and the board agreed to. The accounts at Morgan always had Daryl Jones and Jerry Sagnella as signers. And now neither of them work for the city anymore. So Morgan wouldn't take instructions from anybody regarding that until that we signed documents in order to change their paperwork, not Raymond James. So it's complicated. It's been a dragged out process all along. And this will be the final to get that done with everything that's there.
Back to your statement about the verbal instructions. You said that's listed somewhere that we have to do verbal, although it's not something that you necessarily recommend.
No, I recommend it.
No. Their rules are for liquidation of money markets. You have to have a verbal instruction. Those are their rules. I don't know if that's industry standard, but that's their rules. So that's the last remnant, is to give the verbal instruction to liquidate the money market and then to sign the wire instructions. And I just, don't want to keep bothering the mayor with all of this. I was hoping that Leanna, as pension administrator, could be authorized to do those tasks. And if there's some other loose end to get this money over, that she could be authorized to do that as well.
Trustee Rivera, did that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, I see Trustee Cannon.
I understand that the mayor is very busy. If he's not eligible to do it, then it would move to the vice president of the fund, I would believe. So that's to keep the whole board in the mix here. I think that's where we should look. This resolution to clear up, that we're fully aware, this just clears up the remnants of what was at Morgan Stanley. But my point is that going further, it should be the president of the board and also the vice president of the board if the president can't address the issue. So to assign it to Leanne, she's busy also. So I think that this is something that she's in the loop, I'm sure, no matter what. But I think that for transparency for this board, it should go to the chair and whoever the vice chair is at that time going forward.
Yeah, so Daryl Jones and Jerry Sagnella were staff members of the city and they were previously signatories. So this is not something that's unprecedented. Dave, how many accounts are we talking about? It's only this group, right, that this is going to be approving or authorizing?
Yeah, most everything else that comes over is done through a different system altogether for accounts. And these money market accounts, it's a one-off verbal instruction. And what they're trying to do is, and what they're going to do after discussions, is that if there's 15 of these money market accounts over there, they're going to consolidate into one account and then wire the funds directly to Raymond James. So that's the instructions that we're giving them. And then that will be it as far as giving them instructions for transferring anything else.
And this is just Leanna saying, yes, I approve of this. Us authorizing her to approve that, to say that to them just for these accounts, correct?
That's correct. She is going to say two things. One, I authorize you to liquidate the accounts just as Dave has explained, and they will be consolidated into one account. And two, wire these funds over to Raymond James.
And we're not authorizing her to do anything else other than that action, correct?
Well, yeah. I mean, if there's some loose end to get some money from Morgan Stanley to Raymond James that I haven't been told about, or Dave hasn't been told about, but, you know, we just need to get that money over, because the document that you signed, Mayor, got all of our other accounts over.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see what the big deal is here, but seems like a pretty simple thing. Trustee Cannon.
With that, I agree that now we understand what has just been discussed. If there's no further questions, I'd like to make a motion to move along with this resolution.
Okay. So there's a motion to accept the resolution. Is there a second?
I will second that.
Yeah. Okay. Any other discussion on this item? Trustee Cannon, how do you vote?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Aye.
Trustee Cousin?
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. That item passes.
Could just ask Mr. Gormany, if you could sign and email that to both Leanna and me, we'd be very grateful.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Moving on to item four, service-connected disability reconsideration, Amida Nieves. Leanna, do you have
this is just a brief update. Omeda Nieves was on the agenda, I believe it was in March, with her medical report. She retired in December. She also applied for service-connected disability, and she was denied in March. We contact her with the all the guidelines for reconsideration. She's allowed one shot to be reconsidered. So she put in that request and submitted further medical documents from one of her doctors, which I provided to the trustees. We also then sent that to Yale Occupational to review, and Yale Occupational sent an updated medical report as well, which I sent to the trustees. So this is on the agenda for the trustees to either decide to go ahead and approve it or stick with their original vote from March.
So is this an item that needs to go into executive session?
Yeah, I was going to say.
I think if they want to discuss anything for the medical record.
Yeah, I'm seeing some nods here. So the trustees wish to go into executive session to discuss this further.
Prior to going into executive session, Trustee Cannon, if there's no questions going forward, I mean, does anybody have any questions that are sensitive?
I think it's appropriate to go into executive session.
Okay.
So, Trustee Cannon, I'm sorry, did you make a motion?
Motion for executive session.
Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee McDermott seconded. All those in favor, Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro? Trustee Cousin?
Aye.
And I am a yes as well. So let's move into executive session. I'd like to call in Leanna, Attorney Cohn. Do we need Eve? Who else should be in there? Eve? Anyone else? Okay. Leanna, can you send us over, please?
Yes, 1 second. It takes a minute to create it. Give me 1 second.
No problem. Thanks. Number four, service-connected disability reconsideration. Mr. Cannon.
Trustee Cannon would like to make the motion to move along with accepting the disability pension of the said officer.
Trustee Cannon made a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee McDermott is seconded. Any discussion? Trustee Cannon, how do you vote?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott, how do you vote?
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Aye.
Trustee Cousins?
Aye.
And I am a yes as well. So that item passes. Moving on to item 5 and 6, age annuity retirement information only for the retirement of Bridget Brosnahan and William Hoffman, and item 6, contribution withdrawals information only, Angela Ruffin. Please make a note of those two items. Item 7, death after retirement, again, information only for the passing of Raymond Burr. If we could have a moment of silence, but before we do that, Trustee Cannon, you had a comment.
Mayor, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Prior to this motion, a moment of silence. I'd like to also put out that I didn't see it on the list. It's just happened. Retired Chief Michael Grant, who served this department for over 40 years, the New Haven Fire Department, was one of the most loved chiefs that we've had in the history of the department. He passed last week after a courageous battle of cancer. I'd like to acknowledge that also. Today, unfortunately, after this meeting, I'm attending a funeral for a 49-year-old retiree of the fire department, a retiree that retired early, unfortunate, developed brain cancer shortly after retirement. He's been battling that for several years, Tony Sociola. So I'd like them to be in your thoughts and prayers at this moment of silence going forward. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Trustee Cannon, for raising that. Okay, moment of silence, please. Thank you. Moving on to item 8, payment of the bills. Is there a motion to approve payment of the bills?
Motion.
Trustee Cannon made the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee Cousin seconded. Any discussion on payment of the bills? Any discussion? Trustee Cousin.
I was just more like a comment. I'm just so amazed and impressed that Trustee Cannon did not say anything about the bills this month. So, you know, I guess it can be done from time to time.
I'm sorry. Could you say that again, Trustee Cousins? I did not hear you, honestly.
No, I'm just surprised that you did not have any comments on the bills this month. So I'm very impressed and amazed by that.
Do we have to pay them? Is my only question.
Any other discussion?
I was told yes, so, you know, it is what it is.
Any other discussion on payment of the bills? All those in favor, Trustee Cousin?
Yes.
Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott.
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro.
Yes.
And I am a yes as well. Moving to item, back to item one, the investment report. I'll hand it over to Dave and Steve.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Hi, Leanna, if you can go to the report, please. A little bit there. Okay. So again, good morning. This is a report talking about the May 31st numbers. We are in the end stages of June. And as we all know, we work on a fiscal year basis. So we're trying to just pull to the finish line here with some great numbers, and the market seems to be cooperating as of right now for June. So if we look at this, you can see that for this report, I'm just going to concentrate on the year-to-date and the fiscal year-to-date numbers. So if you look at the 1 and 3, we'll kind of just scratch that for now. More importantly, it's the year-to-date of 2021 and then fiscal year-to-date going back to July 1 of 2020. So as you can see, the fund for the year is up a little over 7%, and for the fiscal year-to-date at the end of May, up north of 30%. So as we've talked about in a number of last couple months, it's been a great run, one of the best runs I've seen in my career. If you look at the averaged annual return going back the 1 to 2 years, obviously far exceeding our investment bogey that you guys set as far as the discount rate. Below that, we'll get into the equities, which have been shining. So Sizer, one of our largest portfolios for the year, up 19%, pretty greatly outperforming their index that we compare them to, the Russell 1000. So fiscal year to date, up 45.5% versus 40%. Atalanta, one of the newer managers, so they're doing their job for the first 3 months of the year that they've had the money. We go down to Midcap. We have two managers there, Cook & Bieler and Mutual of America. Cook & Bieler, $28 million. And again, 3 month in line, and then just slight outperformance for the fiscal year to date. But again, on an absolute basis, phenomenal numbers, 56%. So hopefully they're pulling through strong at the end of this month. Mutual of America, again, same type of mandate. They're just on the core side versus the value. As you can see, their numbers are good for the year-to-date numbers, slightly behind in fiscal year-to-date number, but value has just been a little bit, core has been a little bit more challenged than strictly value in that asset category. Well, that's ClearBridge in the small cap space. I'll talk about some of the things that we think are working and some of the things that are will continue to work going into next fiscal year. So small cap, we like a lot, and we really like it a lot the last year. ClearBridge is the growth manager in that category. If you look over to that, you have great outperformance year to date, about double what they should be benched against. And then for the fiscal year, 46.61%. Cook & Bieler, below that. On the value side, absolutely good numbers as far as that, but relatively, if you have to look out for the two-year number to really get the outperformance there. So slight lag, but Cook's been a great manager for us, both in mid-cap and small-cap. So really no need, in my opinion, to keep an eye on them right now in the small-cap space. Long-term, it's good. Channing, year-to-date, below their index, but if you look over a long period of time, again, outperforming from inception in the two-year number. So great overall performance. Next page, please. International space, WCM, we all know the story there. They've done a great job. Their fiscal year to date number, 37%, in line with, 38%. I was looking at the total number. 38% fiscal year to date, outperforming their benchmark there also, and year to date by about 250 basis points. Lazard, smaller portfolio. Our team has been talking about some opportunities going forward, especially when we're going to get an influx of cash going into the next, the end of usually third quarter or fourth quarter, whenever that happens. So where would we be adding money to? And we like, international as a space. And I'll talk about some other areas that we like again, once we get to that part of the report. fixed income. Better as of late. We've seen a little bit of a rally in fixed income, which has been lower rates versus where we were. And if you look across the board there, been a challenging fiscal year to date with rates as low as 50 basis points back in the middle of the pandemic, up to about 1.5% right now. So an inverse relationship with rates when it comes to bonds, but they've held their ground and done their job. So lately with that movement, they've made some money for us. Well, that's cash. There is one more manager, Aristotle, on the next page. For some reason, it's on the next page. I'm not sure exactly why, but Aristotle, large cap value, $14 million, and year to date, slightly below, but right in line for their fiscal year to date. And their 1 year number, also very good in inception, very, very good at 33 versus 17. Alkyon is a liquid investment for us on the side of hedge funds. So tough year to date number. But if you look at them over a long period of time, look at the 2 year number and the inception number, you're looking at extreme outperformance on both those sides. So been a real stellar investment for both Police and Fire and Surf. So with that, the rest of it's alternatives. Our meeting in July and in August, we'll have a lot more retrospect when it comes to the alternatives space, because they'll be marked at that point in time. So hopefully they've had a good run this last 6 months. Especially for the fiscal year today, and add some value there. With that, I'll go back to the market talk, Leanna. And I'll run through this pretty quick, because again, we're going to get a lot more in depth starting in July when it comes to, you know, where we want to be putting money going forward. Before this, any questions before this, or I'll continue. So if you look at this, I'm not going to talk about this first page much because it repeats itself over time, but listen, the market's at all-time highs and everything seems to be working. So what we're really looking for here is to stay allocated the way we are and look for opportunities on pullbacks. We just haven't had a lot of pullbacks, so that's a good thing. It's tough to say steady as she goes for a long period of times, but again, until we get more assets into the fund and we need to deploy those, for now, everything seems to be working, and we'll continue to look for an opportunity on a pullback. You go to the next page and continue. I'll talk about, again, where we like parts of the market.
And Dave, I'd like to ask you a couple questions if I could.
Sure.
Go ahead, Trustee Ken.
Thank you. Everything's going well. I'm happy to hear that. In the past, just update me, do we have anybody currently on a watch? Any company funds?
Sure. Lazard is on watch in an international space. It's a smaller portfolio, but they're on watch. Derek and I and the team have been watching them. Everyone else has really been doing their job. So I think at this point in time, instead of giving more money to existing managers, we have some room to be doing some hiring going into the second half of the year. So go ahead. Sorry.
My question is, now that things are good and maybe we recaptured some of our initial money or we've gotten back on pace, whether it's that one company that we have on watch, is now the time to reassess, even though funds are doing very well, if they've rebounded from the past. I don't know how far we go back, but is it something that we want to look at to see if we want to restructure, not the the allocation, but certain companies within those allocations, now that we seem to be on top again, you know, money moving forward positively. So is that something that you're looking at? Not just the company that's on watch, but other companies?
Yeah, I mean, it's a constant evaluation of opportunities with new managers. You know, we look at other portfolios that we manage and see if there's something there that would fit better with New Haven. But as of right now, to answer your question, we're looking at everything we own. Right now, we like everything we own, except for that being on watch. But to your point, I think, again, when we get some influx here, we're going to look at the total allocation, make sure we're not overweight in certain areas, because sometimes you get overweight just on great performance. So I think we're going to be looking to get money from the city, money from our alternatives, and deploying that possibly into new opportunities with new managers going forward. Or on the other side of that, parking some money in some passive spots in the meantime, so that we have a fully invested portfolio towards the end of the year, And then we could always take from the passive side, the indexing side, and we could take from that and hire new active managers at that point in time.
Hey, Dave, this is Trustee Cousin. I'm just curious. I know you said that Lazard is on watch, but it's also an international firm. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious. We brought in Channing when they were on the watch to discuss with us what is their plan moving forward before we put them on watch. How come we did not bring Lazard in to at least explain to us what their plan is to get back on track?
We could do that. I think the Channing situation was a little different as far as the difference in performing. But with your recommendation, Trustee, I have no problem bringing them forward to do a Zoom presentation for the board and really talk about, again, you're right, you know, what's going on? Has there been any changes that we should know about? Have you been watched or terminated with other major funds? I know they've managed a ton of money for the state of Connecticut. So absolutely, we could bring them in and listen to their story. And if you as trustees believe it and want to stick with it, that's fine. Otherwise, Dirk and I can do an active search for another manager in that asset class, which again, we're already talking about doing for international towards the end of the year.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so if we go back to the report, things are doing great on the macro, you know, economy side, but we're still 7.6 million jobs less than we were in February of 2020. So a lot of things go into that. We have a little bit of a situation where people are not necessarily going out there and taking jobs. There are plenty of jobs out there, but we do think that that will change over time. So we'll keep an eye on that. There was a number this morning that was pretty much in line at 8:30 with the job story. We go to the next page. Actually, before we get there, it talks a little bit about inflation towards the bottom. And again, we think it's basically transitory. We're not looking for super inflation anytime soon. And we just think that we cannot keep up with the demand with the supply that we have. So it's something that we literally just, we got behind the eight ball as a world, and we can't manufacture stuff fast enough to meet the demand of an economy that's really just growing at a huge rate based on our comparables of last year with the pandemic. So go to the next page, talks a little bit about earnings, and earnings are great. Earnings have rebounded strongly. Most things when it comes to the market go back to earnings. And if you look bottom left-hand side, obviously 2020 was a problem with negative 14, but off of those lows and off of those comparisons a year later, huge growth in 2021. And we think that that will continue going into 2022. So fundamentally on the stock side, we still think that we're at a good spot when it comes to price to earning ratio for the overall market. Go to the next page. This is the same thing I was just talking about, revisions within the marketplace based on industries. And everyone seems to be really, again, upward revising their numbers as far as earnings. So that's another good positive thing, very similar to the page before that. If you look at the next page, it talks a little bit about technical analysis. And this is chart. So there's two different ways. There's fundamental analysis, looking at a company, you know, bottom up fundamental analysis when you're looking at their earnings, what they do, that type of stuff. This is called technical analysis, and it's all charts. And the moral to this story on the top side is that you want that squiggly blue line above that green line as much as possible. And those two blue lines above and below that are really what's called the range that we're in. So we're still in a good spot technically. We're above moving averages. We think we have a little bit of resistance right here just on the fact that we've run so hard, but we're in no way thinking that we're in a situation where we're going to pull back to the tune of 10 or 20%. We might have slight pullbacks in the future, which again will be opportunities for us to put more money to work. Go to the next page, talk about some of the stuff that we like and the reasons why, and then I'll wrap it up. Small caps basically have the most exposure to an economic recovery. We looked at the managers like Channing and the other managers that we had, and they have incredible numbers, but we still like that. So again, good correlation between the economy opening back up and the impact that has on smaller companies. So that's a spot that we'll continue to look at, stay invested, and if not, even add a little bit of money to it. Next page. interest rates. So everyone thought the 10-year bond was going to 2%. The 10-year bond went from 1.7% back down to 1.45%. So that's not an inflationary thing. It's quite the opposite. So if rates stay right here, it's probably a good thing overall. They will trend up higher, in our opinion, over the next year or two. But for now, they've really stabilized right in that area. And it's there's one thing that we really need to look at, and that's the fact that growthy stocks like the Googles of the world and Apples of the world, and well, not necessarily Apple, but some of the more growthy technical names have a lot more exposure to higher rates. So just think of it this way. When rates drop, growth does very well. When rates go up, value tends to do better in that situation. So it's really like a seesaw right now, and you'll see it on a weekly basis between growth and value and what's working right now. So keep an eye on the 10-year. Has a huge impact on a lot of things, not just bonds. For the next page. We like technology. If rates are down, we think technology is the place to be. I'm not going to belabor that point. And then if you look at the next page, kind of the opposite story, banks like higher rates. So they've done very, very well in the last year with rates going higher. They've had a little bit of a pause here. But if you look at them overall, they still trade at a pretty big significant to the rest of the market on a price to earnings ratio. So we're bullish on that. And a lot of our managers are significantly exposed on the value side to banks. So that's, if there's not another page, I don't think there is. Again, growth versus value. We're evenly invested across the spectrum. Our value managers have done better, but we need to own both, because we're not going to be able to sit here and tell you exactly what's going to happen in the next 6 months as far as the market. But we want, you know, not exactly equal, but equally weighted portfolio on not just different asset classes, not just different market caps, but also on growth versus value. So we'll keep a close eye on that. We think that value will outperform in the long run with a growing economy. Small caps will outperform and banks will outperform. And technology, if rates stay where they are, will also be a leader too. So we're exposed to all of that. And again, towards the end of the year, we'll be looking to add money to the, you know, the asset class that we like the most at the time. So again, I'll open up for some questions, or I'll let you guys move on with your day.
Question for Dave. I see Mr. Cannon. Trustee Cannon.
Sorry, did anybody else, was anybody else going first?
Go ahead.
First and foremost, Dave, thank you for everything that you do. Derek and Ron Vail, your assistant there. I've had conversations with other pension funds and didn't realize that you were involved with their funds, and nothing but positive about your relationships with them. And I can attest to that. You do a great job for us, so I appreciate that. You had mentioned that we're going to move forward looking at things and opportunities and maybe checking our allocations, because we're positive and we probably expanded our allocation amounts. You also had mentioned that there was a cash influx coming from the city. And I'm quick, as the mayor will attest to. I raise my hand on different things. I may criticize sometimes, but I will pay a compliment. And I know that the mayor had made some adjustments. This board has made some adjustments to understanding the actual rate of return on the ARC. Going forward, I think there's going to be an increase on the city's contribution into this pension. I just, if I could ask, it might be a question for not the mayor, but Mr. Gormley, if he's still on. But what is the timeline? I know we usually do the end of the first fiscal quarter. I think that puts us at October. But I'd also like to know the amount that we're expecting. Mayor or Mr. Gormley?
Let me pull up my file, Mr. Cannon. So just give me one second.
And historically, the timeline, I know you're working on that, but historically, the timeline is the end of the first quarter fiscal for the contribution.
We can also get that information to you another time. If, Michael, you don't have it handy, you can just follow up with an email.
Well, that portion of the question, I think, is standard what we've been doing. I'm not sure if you're...
So So Mr. Cannon is correct. As far as the contribution in the past 4 to 5 years has been around the September to October mark. Right now, the city budget that was passed has about 52.3 million dollars as the ADEC payment for the, I'm sorry, not 52, 53 million dollars as the ADEC payment for the PNF fund. As many folks have seen, you know, the state budget was passed, there's additional funding, but again, we have different expenditures that come up each year. So that's one of the things, Mr. Gannon, that I'm working on now with our Treasury Department is our cash flow statement for next year. But again, historically, we've done it in September to October. Right now, I do not see that changing. But again, things are always subject to change based on our expenditures and everything else that we have. So I hope that answers your question. I can't give like a definitive yes, we're going to do everything as in the past, because, you know, in any year, things can change. But right now, I believe we're on track to do what we've done in the past few years.
Any other questions here? Any other questions on the investment report? Okay. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. Mr. Cannon, just to be clear, are you frozen or are you, it looks like you're frozen. Okay.
I was going to ask you the same thing, Mayor.
I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
I did pay you a compliment there, Mr. Mayor, that you did take knowledge of the ADEC and that you did move forward with proposing putting more money into the fund.
So significantly more. I appreciate the compliment.
I want to make sure that you understood that. I am frozen for a second there, just thinking that I did pay you that compliment. You're right. Motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Mr. Cannon. Trustee Ribeiro made the second. All those in favor, Mr. Cannon.
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro.
Aye.
Trustee McDermott.
Aye.
Trustee Cousin.
Yes.
And I am an I, so we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Good to see you all.
Have a great day, everyone.
All right. I'll see you in the golf course later on.
Take care.